Sunday, January 30th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dahja Jhol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lauren Schoen, and today is Sunday, January 30th, 2011, and I know you're expecting to learn more about verb prefixes today. Last Sunday, I gave you three of them, and that worked out well, so I'm going to give you three more today. By now, you should be quite comfortable with the idea that verb prefixes indicate the person and number of the subject and object. All of today's prefixes have the same person and number in the subject. They are all first-person singular, or I. They differ in the person and number of the objects of the verb they're attached to. We'll start with vi. That's V, capital I. Vi is used when the object of the verb is third person and either singular or plural. Him, her, it, or them. Thus, virur. I resemble them. Well, that's simple enough, but what do you do if the object of the verb is in the second person, or you? Well, depending on whether that object is singular or plural, you'd use either ka, that's lowercase q, a, or sha, capital S, a. For example, tur kashuv choch. Soon I will be ready to start fighting you. Rech shakau nish. I'll always need to remember you. Plural. And, as is becoming a custom here, if I'm going to give you some prefixes, I should also toss in some new verbs as bonus vocabulary to encourage you to use them. Mev means stop or cease. M-E-V. Mev. Mush means hate. That's M-U, capital S. Mush. U means question or interrogate. Spelled Y-U, apostrophe. U. Now that you've met three new prefixes and three new verbs, let's introduce them to one another. Tur vimev nish. I need to stop it soon. Rech kamush jaj. May I always hate you. Shayu rupka. I'm ready to question you, plural, again. You might want to practice these prefixes now, while they're all fresh in your mind. Lock them in place. Add all three to the other prefix you already know with a first-person singular subject, j. Create some drills for yourself where you try all four on the same verb. Start with verbs you already know well so you can focus on the prefixes. And then as you get more comfortable with the prefixes, start using more difficult verbs, using the well-rehearsed prefixes as your anchor. Alternating in this way will help you build your skills and move you more surely toward our goal of realizing Kotme Poshmo Cho, language opens worlds.